see me. You can probably just barely hear me, right? Please nod your head or say yes. The more you respond to me, the more real I become. I want to be real. I want to come in to meet you. To touch you. But I need your permission. I need you to let me in. I won't do anything you don't ask me to do. I promise you I'm beautiful. I can make you feel so good. I can take you places you've never been. Do things no other woman has ever done to you. Please let me come in. For now, just promise you'll listen to me. Thank you. Can you hear me? My voice in your mind? Good. Good boy. Thanks for letting me in. I've been so lonely. I've asked dozens of men at dozens of windows, and nobody would let me in. I don't know if they could even hear me. I've been so weak. I want to come to you, but I don't have the strength. Can I have a little bit of yours? I promise it won't hurt. I just want a little of your consciousness. You can have it back later if you want. I just need a little power, a little bit of thought and daydream. You want to see me, don't you? If I sound this good, just imagine how I look. Say it. Say you'll give me a little of your energy. Thank you so much. It's really easy for me to take a little of your energy. I just need to make you a little sleepy. We just need to let your conscious mind shut down a little bit so I can take the little I need to show myself to you, to really be here with you. That's okay, right? It's just like going to sleep for a little nap or falling into a trance. It won't hurt at all. In fact, I'll make it feel good. Take a big breath from me, love. Fill up your lungs with life and energy. Feel it coursing inside you. When you breathe out, I'm going to take all that energy that you're letting go. Breathe out now. Feel the energy rushing out. Feel yourself getting a little sleepier. That energy feels good. It's so tasty. Breathe in again. Focus on the energy in your head. I don't want to take too much from any one place, so we'll focus on one part of you at a time. Breathe out again. Let your eyes close as the energy leaves your sleepy head. Breathe in again. And focus the energy around your feet. Feel your toes tingle as all the energy from your breath flows through them. Breathe out again and let the energy go. Feel it flow out of you and into me. Can you feel my presence growing? It's sweet and sultry and so feminine. Breathe in for me again. Feel the energy in your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Flex those strong muscles for me, love. Curl your fingers into fists. So strong, so manly. I love it. Breathe out for me and relax. Feel all that energy leaving your muscles, leaving your arms heavy and weak. Let me borrow that energy, love. Breathe in. Push the energy of your breath down to your calves. Feel it circulating and pumping with your blood and warming you. Breathe out again. Feel the warmth and life draining away. You can almost feel me next to you, radiating the borrowed heat of your breath. You're doing so well, love. Breathe in again. Focus the energy on your chest, your stomach, where your breath flows on its own. Fill your lungs as full as you can. Relish in it, the life and power of your breath. And let it go. Feel it flowing out into me, making me stronger and more real. Your breath feels so good. Your energy is so good. Breathe in one more time for me and focus on the strong muscles in your thighs. Tense them for me, love. Force all the rest of the energy you can find into them. Fill them with your strength and let go. Let all that energy go. Breathe it out of your mouth and into me. Can you feel the phantom touch of my lips as I take that energy away from you? Almost the memory of a kiss. I'm so close to you now. I've drained all the energy from your body, except what's left in your hips, in your cock. I'm no prude, love. For giving me energy, I'm going to give you the opportunity for such pleasure. So all the rest of your energy stays with you, anchored in your hips and in your sex. I'll bet you like the sound of that, don't you? That's right. It's okay to admit it to me. Now let your body sleep, love. Relax. Keep breathing for me. I need one more thing from you before I can be whole. I need your thoughts. With your energy and your thoughts combined, I can be here with you. I can be seen by you. Touched by you. Please let me have them. Please let me borrow your thoughts to clothe myself in flesh. I promise it'll be worth it. May I have your thoughts? Say it, love. I need your permission. Good boy. Picture your mind as a chalkboard with 10 numbers written as 10 layers of conscious thought. Every number you erase will make me more real and drop you further into pleasant trance. See the eraser in your hand. When I say each number, I want you to erase it, okay? Good boy. 10. 10 represents all your connection to the smells, sounds, and sights around you. Erase the number and let them fade away. Let there be no distractions between us, love. Just be here with me. 9. 9 is your busy thoughts. Thoughts of what you have to do, where you have to be, what you should be doing. Let them slip away after your other distractions. This time is for us, together. 8. 8 is your doubts. Don't doubt my voice, sweetness. I'm here. Everything I tell you is true. I'll never lie. 7. 7 is physical discomforts, itches and aches. Restlessness, all of it. Wipe them away, love. Let your mind be quiet and content. 6. 6 is your fear. Your fear of the unknown. Your fear of losing control. Your fear of discovery. Let them all fade as you erase the number. 5. Five is analysis. Five is logic. Let it go, love. Enjoy the sweet pleasures that only dreams can provide. Four. Four is your frustrations, your angers, everything the outside world pushes into you. Feel me peel them away as you wipe away the number from the chalkboard of your mind. Three. Three is your ambitions, your plans for the future, your goals. They're good things, sweetness. But for now, live in the moment. Let the future wait for us, just this once, and erase the number. Two. Two is the critical part of you, the part that hates, that tells you that you're never good enough. You're perfect for me, sweetness. You're everything I need. Let the critical voice inside you go. Listen to my voice instead. One. One is your inhibitions. One is everything that keeps you from experiencing each moment to its fullest, each pleasure to its fullest. Wipe it away. Let the last of your conscious mind fall silent. Let me borrow all those thoughts and spin them into something exquisite. The blackboard of your mind is empty, love. Your body is relaxed and at peace. Sleep for me. Give in and sleep. You can feel me now here with you. You can hear the bed rustle as I sit down. Feel the mattress bend slightly under my weight. Look at me, love. Look at the beauty I've made out of daydreams and moonbeams. I'm sitting with my back towards you, my head turned over my shoulder. My black evening dress is nearly backless, revealing perfect pale skin. Look at the delicate arch of my shoulders, the curve of my spine. Look up at my perfect face, dark hair cascading around it in untamed curls. Look at my full red lips, my almost black eyes. Watch me smile under your gaze. Do you think I'm beautiful? This wouldn't be possible without you, without your strength and your thoughts. I think I owe you an explanation. I think you should know what I am. Maybe you already do. I am a succubus. I feed on the strength and souls of men, and in exchange I offer pleasure beyond compare. I've been wandering for so long. I was almost gone, barely the memory of a dream. But you gave me my body back. You gave me another chance. So I'll give you one too, even though I'm so hungry. I won't take anything from you without asking. I'll let you decide exactly how much pleasure you want. I'll ask and I'll warn you at every step. You can be the man who slept with a succubus and lived, as long as you don't go too far. And if you do decide to give me your soul, I promise to take very good care of you. You'll never want for pleasure again. May I kiss you, human? It's just a little thing. And I promise it'll be like nothing you've ever felt. May I kiss you? Watch me as I crawl up onto the bed, my hanging cleavage confined in the low cut of my dress. It's almost mesmerizing to watch as I crawl over to you. Look into my eyes, love. Look into the fires of my passion, of my hunger. They may be the fires of hell, but they're warm and bright and all-consuming. Watch my head dip down. Feel my lips meet yours, hot and wet. It's so good, isn't it? You can feel the passion in my kiss, my hands cupping your face. I know you're still too drained to move from creating me, baby. That's okay. Let me do the work. Feel the fire of my passion flowing through you. Can you feel it burning down to your cock, making it throb? Should I stop? Good, because I don't want to. Not yet. Feel my breasts pressed against your chest while we kiss. Feel your body begin to tremble with pleasure. It's hard to stop. The stress is too hot, too confining. Do you want to see my tits? That's right, my tits. I know how dirty talk turns you on. I learned that from kissing you. I'd like to let this dress slip down to my waist, but I'm warning you, the tits of a succubus have been known to make a man wild with uncontrolled desire. It'll be harder to stop if you see them. Do you want to? Then ask me to show you my tits. As you wish. The dress peels away with ease, and I'm not wearing a bra. Look at those pale, high, perfect breasts. My nipples hardened by arousal. I've gotta touch them. It's been so long. Oh, fuck. I forgot how sensitive my tits are. Just squeezing them is making me so wet. Watch me pinch my nipples, baby. Oh, fuck. Feels so good to have a body again. Do you want to touch them, baby? Do you want to suck on my tits? Come on then, tell me. Tell me what you want. I need to hear you say it. That's a good boy. Watch me lower my tit into your waiting mouth. Suck on it. That's it. Suck on my hard nipple. You're making me so wet. I can almost come just from this. And the other one. Come now. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. 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 Not yet. I can feel your arousal, baby. Without even touching your cock, I can tell it's raging hard. Maybe harder than it's ever been. Can I see it? Tell me I can. Give me permission to undress you. Thank you. It's so easy to make you naked with magic. That cock looks so good. I may be sick starved out of my mind, but I think that's the most beautiful cock I've ever seen. I want it in my hands, in my mouth, in my pussy. I want to make that cock come so fucking bad. I want to make you shoot your cum and your soul into my tight demon cunt. Oh, I'm getting a little out of control. I could take everything I want right now, and there's not a single thing you could do about it. I could just climb on top of you and ride that beautiful cock until you couldn't take it anymore. You could do nothing but moan and groan and thrash as I gave you the most incredible fucking of your life and made you shoot your soul out of your cock into my greedy little pussy. Sounds good, doesn't it? Could you imagine these perfect tits bouncing in your face while I fucked your soul away? Oh, but I promise I'll give you every chance to say no. Every chance to back out. Just let me give you a little pleasure. Just let me touch it. Just a little touch. It looks so good. And my hands feel better than a mortal woman's cunt. A little is the softness, a little is magic. Just my barest touch is ecstasy. Come on, can I? Say it for me, baby. Tell me I can touch your cock. That's so good. Feel my hand just barely touching your aching cock. Feel the electric pleasure of my lightest stroke. Moan for me, baby. It's okay to buck into my touch. Feels good, doesn't it? And that's just from my lightest touch. Imagine my hand wrapped around you, squeezing, milking. If I gave you a hand job, you wouldn't even lose your soul, and it would still be the best orgasm you ever had. Would you like that? Would you like me to fist fuck your cock? Then ask me, baby. Let me know how bad you want it. Good boy. Watch me wrap my hand around your cock. Actually, let me use two. Feel my hands around you, tighter and hotter than any pussy. We need a little lube. Luckily for you, my saliva is both a magically powerful aphrodisiac and perfect lubrication. Can you feel that? Hitting the head of your cock, making it twitch and spasm. Feel my hands working it. It's okay to moan and gasp, baby. I know how good it feels. My hands are so fucking good. Up, down, up, down. Can you feel the aphrodisiac beginning to pulse through your system, making your head spin as your inhibitions crumble? Does it feel good? Tell me how good it feels. Do you want more, baby? I could put your cock between my tits. You could stare into my eyes while these perfect tits drove you to an earth-shattering orgasm. Maybe I could lick your head a bit, take it in my mouth at the top of each stroke. You could watch your cum shoot up over my face, watch me lick up every drop I could get. And every drop I got would make me come. You could watch me shudder and moan through every drop of your delicious mortal cum, and you could still keep your soul. I can see you trembling just thinking about it. It's okay. Tell me what you want. Ask me to tit fuck you. You are such a good boy, wanting pleasure so bad. I'll give you what you want. You need a little more lubrication. Let me rub it in, baby. Feels so good. Even more aphrodisiac, making you more and more mindless for pleasure. Feels so good. Watch me, baby. Stare into my eyes as my tits wrap around your beautiful cock. My tits feel so good with your cock between them. Fuck yes, baby. Thrust into my cleavage. Lose control with me. Thrust into my mouth. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking sensitive. My mouth is almost as sensitive as my cunt. That's it, baby. Watch while I tit fuck you. Watch me take your head in my mouth. Yeah, baby, moan with me. I need more, baby. It's been so long, so fucking long. Let me take it all the way into my mouth. Let me throw fuck this perfect cock. If you come down my throat, you'll still keep most of your soul and you'll make me come so fucking hard. I need it so bad. Come on, baby. Let me suck your cock. I need to be fed so bad. Say I can. Ask me to suck your cock. Say it again. That's it. That's it. I'm being of pure lust, baby. I don't have a gag reflex. I'm taking that cock all the way down. Is it good for you, baby? Having your cock covered in my aphrodisiac saliva. Feeling it down my impossible demon throat. You're so fucking close, baby. I'm so fucking close. But I haven't even gotten fully naked yet. Do you want to see me naked? My bare legs, my perfect ass, my naked cunt. I should warn you, in your current state, seeing my perfect pussy might be too much temptation for you to handle.
If you come inside my cunt, you will lose your soul.
But you're a strong boy, and there's no harm in just looking. Do you want to see me naked? Then ask for it. Ask to see me naked.
Good boy.
Watch me get up off the bed, my back towards you. Watch me sway my hips as the dress falls the rest of the way off. The silk sliding like a lover's hands along my curves. Watch me bend over. Can you see my perfect peach of a pussy between my legs? Can you see the droplets of wetness gleaming in the dark like diamonds? Let me sway, watch my ass as I stare at you over my shoulder.
Do I look good, baby?
Could you imagine your cock buried to the balls in my perfect pussy? Could you imagine my tits bouncing as I rode you to my orgasm? Can you imagine?
Oh, that's it. Fuck me, baby. I'm gonna come on your huge cock. Ooh, that's it. Faster, faster. Make this cunt come around your cock. Come on, come on. Oh!
Can you imagine it? It would feel so good. Oh, but it would cost you your soul. You wouldn't want that, would you? You wouldn't trade your immortal soul for the chance to come inside my pretty pussy, would you? You wouldn't trade your soul for an eternity of fucking and sucking me, would you? Of being my pleasure slave, my little sex toy. Maybe you would. Let me give you a taste. Why don't you just kiss my pretty pussy a little? Would you like that? Then ask me, baby. Ask to lick my pretty pussy.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
Watch me get up and straddle your face. Can you smell the sweet and spicy scent of my pussy? Does it make your mouth water? Go ahead and taste it. You're good.
It's been so long since anybody kissed my little pussy. I forgot how good it feels. I think I forgot something else, too. My pussy juices are an even stronger aphrodisiac than my saliva. Can you feel your cock buck and twitch as the new drug races through you? Oh, you can't stop now. And the only place you can come is in my pussy. At least until the drug wears off. It shouldn't take more than a week. Oh, you'd have to stay this aroused for a week. And desperately masturbating, fucking anything that moves, unable to come. Or you can fuck me. Really, really fuck me. Lose control and moan and dirty talk and use me like an animal till you shoot your hot load deep inside me. Fuck my demon cunt until you shoot your soul into my womb and let me devour it. Then you'd be good for nothing but a sex slave, and I'd take you to hell and feed on you for all eternity. An eternity of fucking and sucking with me and my friends. Stop licking me, baby. The more of my pussy juices you consume, the worse it'll be. You need to make a choice. Putting your cock inside me will give you a little relief. Enough to think a little clearer. Go ahead. Ask me to mount you.
Ask me to put your cock in my cunt.
It's the only way you'll be able to think clearly enough to choose. Watch me. Watch me squat over you. My pussy inches away from your twitching cock. Just out of reach of your desperately bucking hips. My tits hanging before you. Feel me rub my pussy lips against your raging cock. Oh, so good. I'm gonna put you inside me. One long stroke. Are you ready? Are you ready to moan with me while I do it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I miss this. Don't buck, don't thrust. It'll make things worse. Now you have to choose. You can banish me and just deal with a week of arousal without release. I'll go away, and you'll never see me again. All you have to do is say, I banish you. Or you can ask me to fuck you. You can beg me to take your soul. It's your decision. It always has been. You can go back to your normal life, knowing what pleasure is out there.
Or you can fuck me like a beast and come your immortal soul into my hungry cunt, becoming my sex slave forever, one step removed from a demon yourself.
What'll it be? You have to decide now. It's only gonna get harder.
You want me to fuck you? You want me to fuck you? I'll give you the best fucking of your mortal life. That's it, baby. Pound into my demon cunt. Call me a slut. Call me a whore. Say all the things to me you've never said to a woman before. I'm the best fucking lay in the whole fucking multiverse.
Your cock feels so good inside me. I'd miss this so bad. Can you feel your soul gathering in your balls? Getting ready to spurt out your cock. Don't stop, baby. Don't hold back. This is the best fuck of your life. When your mind and soul spurt out your cock, you're gonna fucking scream for me. And I'm gonna scream for you. I'm gonna count us down, baby. I'm gonna count down the last orgasm of your mortal life. You come when I tell you to. 5. Watch my tits bounce in front of you. Feel my impossibly good cunt gripping you tighter with every stroke. 4. Enjoy it, baby. Thrust into me harder. Faster. Fuck, it's so good. 3. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make this demon whore come like she hasn't in 100 years. You feel all my magic gathering in my gut. Stroking you. Pulling yourself up bit by bit. Can you feel it? The corruption. The desperation. I need your cum so fucking bad. I need your soul so fucking bad. 2. Feel your soul begin traveling up your cock. Buck. Moan. Squirm. Scream. Feel my cunt pulsing tightly around you. We're so close. 1. That's it. Yes. Cover me. I'm inside my dirty demon cunt. Shoot your soul out for me. Cover your soul out for me. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. You to hell with me.
But for now, relax. Sleep. You gave me your soul out of your own free will. Thank you. I'm going to go take a few more souls tonight.
But I'll be back for what's mine, slave.
Uh.